ABLU 92.3, this is Jason Crummett with Library of Mysteries. We are presenting to you the strange, mysterious, and bizarre, and just flat out weird. Stay tuned. And welcome to the howl of all things to actually get involved in from the very beginning. We are presenting to you something very creepy in this particular instance, because this is the Halloween special. I have here with me, can you introduce yourself?
My name's Brandon Childs.
Brandon Childs? Yeah, yeah. Oh, just go ahead and speak up again really quick.
Sure. So my name's Brandon Childs.
And for some reason, yours is not working.
Am I on?
No.
All right.
Let's see if I can actually get this on.
Well.
Number two. Try that one. All right, so just dealing with a little bit of mic issues right now, but at the same time, this is a special show in which we presented to you. We're going to review The Howl a little bit. I've already done a little bit of a runaround. It's gotten crazy in the past little while. We are getting stuffed. It was originally cold in this building. Like, I was doing a little walk around beforehand. I couldn't help but notice it was freezing. I'm wearing a long sleeve flannel, so come on.
Nuts.
Yeah. Hey, I think I can hear you now.
Testing?
Testing, 1, 2, 3, we got you.
Nice.
All right. So, in presenting to you our extremely weird stuff here, we are going to give to you St. Anne's Retreat. This is a Catholic nunnery, specifically speaking. And essentially, a lot of people know about this. A lot of people go there. It's considered one of the most haunted places in Utah, in general. I've actually heard of some other places that are haunted, like back in Salt Lake. You were mentioning one earlier, weren't you?
There's the Weeping Statue that I hear about.
The Weeping Statue?
Yeah.
Is that, like, in relation to Doctor Who, or is this unique to...
I think there's, like, Weeping Angels, right? I'm not a big follower on Doctor Who, but that's, like, the only thing I know.
They are so creepy.
They look nuts. I've only seen that one episode where they get introduced. But it's virtually the same idea, except you can look away. You walk around it a couple of times and say, like, a little limerick or rhyme, and then if you, like, touch the statue under its eyes, like, you'll feel it being, like, moist or wet. So, pretty interesting.
Okay, so we're going to give you a little bit of a backstory on St. Anne's Retreat. St. Anne's Retreat was originally established up Logan Canyon for Cache Valley's Catholic nuns who needed to get away, quote-unquote, from things for a while. One nun got herself in trouble, and as time passed, her problems became more noticeable. Her superiors knew that something needed to be done. She couldn't walk the streets in her condition. You getting the idea here? Essentially, she was pregnant. So the mother superior at the time at St. Anne's talked this nun into putting up the baby for adoption when it was born. However, like, the nun initially agreed, but the nun afterwards decided that, you know, she wanted to keep the baby, which the mother superior is just like, none of that, you know.
Are we punning here?
Huh?
Are we punning here?
Yeah. We're doing a lot of punning at the moment.
That's great.
So, anyway, while this nun was sleeping, the mother superior took the baby and threw it into the pool around the back, drowning
it. Nuts.
Yeah, yeah. And essentially, the nun was really upset, and the mother superior lied to the nun, telling her that she had sent the baby out for adoption, you know? However, the nun decided to go out looking for the baby. And then one time, while she was out by the swimming pool, the mother superior pushed her into the pool, effectively drowning her as well. Yeah. So, you know, great stuff, right? So 3 weeks later, after this had happened at St. Anne's, another nun was sent to relax for a couple of weeks. And one day, as she was walking past the swimming pool, she saw this nun floating face down in the pool. She screamed. The mother superior came to see what the problem was. And the mother superior tried to grab the nun, apparently. But she wouldn't say anything about what was going on. And so anyway, there's still various reports. Like, I'm just reading this part. Basically, some have seen her walking around the retreat. Some have seen her floating in the pool. While there are no reports of anyone talking to this nun, there are plenty of reports of people who have seen her. So as you can go camping in this part of Logan Canyon, beware of the nun. you know, so it's an interesting story. It's definitely creepy. I saw some pictures of the place. Yeah. The nunnery is 8 miles up Logan Canyon. So for those of you not native to Logan Canyon and know nothing about it.
This is definitely my first time, so.
Right? No, we're going to try and get some pictures posted so you can get a general idea of what it looks like. They did a police report on it not too long ago, however, because students were going up there and causing vandalism. Mm.
She's not going to like that.
No, she's not going to like that. It would be very terrifying. This is a really interesting storyline, though, because it's not exactly an isolated incident. I mean, I've actually looked up further incidents as far as the Catholic history is concerned. I mean, we can either confirm or deny this thing's actually happening. But at the same time, the reports are... I'm going to tell you, this stuff is not PG-rated stuff that we're going to tell you. This is very PG-13 stuff.
So, you've been warned.
You have been warned. I mean, this is... Yeah. Anyway, so going into it, apparently in some convents, there are some instances where nuns and priests have gotten together... even though they weren't supposed to, and basically hooked up. You know, I should really find a roundabout way of saying this.
Yeah, be straightforward.
What can I say? I'm too straightforward with everything. I don't know how to be indirect. Indirect is my worst enemy. Okay. So, essentially, these nuns would get pregnant, and this other part,
I'm going to try to be sensitive,
yeah, that's the word I'm looking for on it. Essentially what would happen is they'd give birth in these secret passageways below the convents, and afterwards they wouldn't necessarily put the baby up for adoption.
There's another word we use.
Yeah, that's enough said on that end of it. So yeah, again, this is like not an isolated incident. You can look this up on Google. There's other sources for it as well. This particular story I got from the archives down in the USU library.
Oh, I just visited there today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What'd you think of it?
It was nuts. Our person who, I guess, was our tour guide, she just loved working there. So she got super excited. And this is for Parents Weekend.
Right.
Our parents had shown up. So we took a little tour at the library, and... she just loved talking about the archives, and it's pretty interesting. So it's cool that somebody, because I was expecting, like, you know, history majors or, like, teachers to only be down there. So that's really cool that you got to go down and see what it was all about.
Well, you know, one thing I found is it's actually good to have a reliable source to go back on with all of this. However, going back into this, this is considered folklore or legends regarding this kind of incident. There's people who've gone up there, and they definitely feel something. And there's been reports of, like, they'll hear children screaming, that kind of a thing. Mm. Yeah, so this is, like, in the haunted aspect of it. You get to go up there. You get to experience all of it. I've seen pictures of this nunnery they have out there. It has kind of a witch's house or witch's hut vibe to it.
No way.
Yeah.
Cool.
Like, in the midsummer, it showed the stone steps that lead up to the house itself, or the retreat itself. The structure is, like, pretty decent. You know, it's not too shabby looking. However, it is in disrepair, and the windows are boarded up, and it does remind me of something out of a scene out of Hansel and Gretel, basically. You know, the witch hunters?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
If any of you don't know what that looks like, just look up the pictures for St. Anne's Nunnery, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. It's really creepy. There's also a news report that was done back in 2015 during December 13th, which is the one I was telling you about. It's covered in snow, and I think that looks even more creepy, in all honesty. Straight out of a horror film.
Something the winter brings. Darkness, right?
Exactly. Everything's so creepy and terrifying. The idea is, though, that this is not actually a proven fact. And there's been multiple instances of people just going up there and going just for getting the thrill of being scared. Or like, why would you go to a haunted house when you have this for free?
Legitimate haunted house.
Exactly. I mean, it's blocked off right now. There's like no way that you can possibly get into it. And that was actually off the report. You can look that up for the 2015 report. It was in Fox News. Done by Tiffany DeMasters and Kelly Kiter. And that one actually has a video footage of them just videoing things going on over there.
Wow. This article you were just reading is only last year.
Yeah, that was only last year.
That's nuts. No way.
This was last year. Yeah, that was the vandalism one I was telling you about.
Okay.
Yeah. They had a local... Yeah. No, after a little while, we're going to be reviewing The Howl a little bit, and I don't know if you know a whole lot about it itself. Do you?
I know that it's the biggest Halloween party. I've had all of my friends who are going to different school, like BYU, Weber State, Southern Utah, and even some from BYU, Idaho, that are begging to get tickets.
So, yeah, well, you know, they might get their chance after a little while. So anyway, do you have any other thoughts as far as our nunnery case goes?
So... fun fact for you, I was in a place called Atchison, Kansas. It's a completely Catholic town because it's a college
right.
town for just Benedictine College is what it's called. So it's really funny that we have another haunted Catholic nun story because there's quote-unquote a portal to hell in the center of that town.
Wow.
So kind of really funny that these things exist around... kind of Catholic
yeah.
religion. Not saying that there's anything connection, but it's just...
No, no.
It was interesting.
No, no. And I actually know, like... I don't actually know any Catholic nuns, in all honesty. I mean, I know they're in our community, and it's kind of an interesting fact because, according to the reports I was reading, and this is really true, most... because we're predominantly Mormon,
right.
you know, we don't really understand nuns.
That's where I got to learn a lot of the Catholic religion was in Atchison, so...
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we are so much in a bubble. It is like, just wow, you know. At the same time, though, it really shocked me that so many people knew about this nunnery that I've only seen it. Like, I've lived here most of my life, and I've never knew the backstory to that. I just thought, like, oh, cool, what a nice place to have a house. That one looks a little like it's in disrepair.
Yeah, a little bit of a fixer-upper.
Just a little bit, yeah. No, and. But it never occurred to me that we actually have haunted stuff. And there's apparently more haunted stuff that's in each local valley throughout Cache Valley.
Really?
Yeah, Mink Creek, you know that place?
What was it?
Mink Creek is actually... Oh, and maybe Cub River, too. But yeah, Mink Creek, that's actually up into Idaho. And I've been past there, and I've only heard rumors of haunted stories.
That's interesting. I just found out about the Bear Lake Monster thing at the archive.
Yeah.
That it's supposedly, like, attached to the Loch Ness Monster. Is that the folklore, right? Like, it's the tail end, and it's its own separate creature, but still being attached to it. And that's, there was a painting on it.
Oh, yeah, the Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah,
we have our own version of the Loch Ness Monster. And to date, I don't know if there's any merit to that at all, other than the fact that, you know, it's Bear Lake, and it should have its own backstory. And this is an interesting fact about Utah, is we love to have our own folklore stories.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't necessarily have what the rest of the country has. We're unique, you know.
You could say that again.
We're definitely unique. We have the mountains, which is the scenery. And one of the things I was learning about in one of my classes, is quantitative measures for production, is that the first thing that the settlers built when they moved to Utah was a theater.
Really?
Yeah.
And we all know that theaters are always haunted.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, some of them are anyway. I'll tell you what, we're going to the Nancy Drew and the Hardy Boys now.
Are we?
I grew up on those.
Really? All right.
Yeah.
I remember watching like the movie and reading a couple of the books, the short stories or whatever, but it's funny.
Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of an interesting fact of living in Utah, and it's kind of cool. I like
it. Definitely a different strong character because we're always used to like Sherlock Holmes finding those mysteries and solving them and... So it's different that, like, a child, let alone a girl, was the dominant character, and she definitely...
Oh, yeah. No, there's absolutely nothing boring about the factor yeah. at all. All right, so we're going to give you a song here in just a second, because we're about out of time for our conspiracy theory for today. Yeah, there just really wasn't a lot on this one. In fact, it's just a kind of a straightforward sort of a thing. I could go more in detail on it, but we're just going to give you the plain facts of it. We were kind of hoping that we'd get one of the event coordinators in here, but she got really busy.
Oh, it's the biggest party of the year. Almost.
It is so huge.
It's so,
all right, so we are going to give you now, what is this? I don't know what this is.
We're trying to find something new.
Yeah. Well, you would try to anyway. Okay, this one is way too long. this one's Something Good by Alt J. And also, there's more music going on elsewhere. So depending on what you want to listen to, we'll be back in a few. And on with the show.
Yeah. Just so you know, you're listening to 90.3 KBLU LP, Logan, Utah, Aggie Radio.
And this is the Library of Mysteries. Stay tuned. Okay, that was Something Good by Alt J. I've never actually heard of them before. Apparently you have.
I like them a lot. So one of my buddies, he introduced Alt J to me, and so I know actually Something Good. It was one of the first songs she showed me.
Oh, this is, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I know. I was going to say that was actually sounded like a dude. What can you do? All right. So All right, I have to say something. This is my first Howl.
As is mine.
Yeah. He's the freshman, I'm the senior. We're both getting our first-time perspectives on this event, which, to my knowledge, is always the craziest and the biggest thing we have.
It almost beats homecoming. If not, it does. Like,
yeah.
I think it beats homecoming.
No, homecoming is at the beginning of the year, right?
Right.
Yeah. And I remember the first time they had homecoming, I was... We're going back to my freshman year now. This was before the Ark was built, by the way.
Oh, yeah? Moses was still in high school.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. No, I actually liked it better in one sense. I love the Ark, but I missed the field that used to be in its place.
Oh, yeah, that Ark.
Yeah, the Ark, the exercising place, the ultimate fitness gym that we have on campus. And there was a lot of chalk involved.
Really?
Yes.
Did you go to, like, a whiteout game or, like...
No, this is like homecoming. So there's a homecoming party, and I met up with some friends, and we got plastered in chalk. I can't say that that's what's going on upstairs. Over here, however, we have a myriad of people walking past. I've seen a ton of Harley Quinn.
And I've seen the Jared Leto version of the Joker and the Heath Ledger version.
Nostalgia, man. Yeah. Nostalgia.
So kind of really funny that we've got literally everybody from the DC universe.
You know, I've been listening to 21 Pilots all week, the Heathens.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good song.
It is such a great song, and it's put me in such a mood for the whole Joker thing. I really want to... I've not seen Suicide Squad yet. I really want to. But a lot of people getting off on this. Also, we're seeing a lot of guys in white tees. Like,
celebrating spirit. Maybe it's
I'm thinking it's more along the lines of... What am I thinking here? Those gangs, you know, like 1950s.
Oh, yeah.
West Side Story.
Oh, the Sharks and the Jets and stuff?
Yeah, yep, oh, that's my. The one. All right, so to give you an idea of what we've been experiencing here at the Howl, they have a ton of volunteers here. There's like a lot of people that are working the service area, and it's a good thing that they're all here, too, because...
It's a big deal.
It is huge. I mean, I've been to Mardi Gras, which is probably the second biggest thing we have, if not, you know, rivaling this one.
Sure.
The only difference between that and this is they have a casino night.
Okay.
Yeah, like the ballroom is a casino area.
Interesting.
And it expands out into the marketplace a little bit, too. Then last time I was there, they gave us some poker chips and let us have at it. I think we were only allowed three to begin with.
Okay.
Yeah, and all I did was vote on one on red and one on black.
Playing it safe.
Yep. All it meant was I lost half and won half. So I broke even. I'm just like, well, this is whatever. So.
Where does it go?
Yeah.
Go big or go home.
Go big or go home. That is the whole gist behind it. And if I'd played it smart, I probably would have tried to at least get it right once. Wow, that's a new one. Somebody has a syringe sticking out of their chest. Whoa. Anyway. We're watching people in costumes walk past us right now. It's kind of fun watching everyone in their costumes. We might as well have gone costumes on parade with this. Okay, so among other things, the first things you'll come across in the Howl is a photo booth.
Yeah.
Yeah, get to sit in the big red throne.
Okay. And where is that at again?
It's in the hub.
In the hub. Okay, so that just first floor.
Yeah, it's in the first floor. It's in the hub. And
go crazy with your friends and group and whatnot.
Exactly. No, I went and I went and sat in a picture with a bunch of my foreign exchange friends, and also just one by myself because I just had to sit there and look like I was the boss of the world in the creepy
Who
sense of
like
things.
That feeling?
Seriously, though, I didn't sit down in the other one. You'll be able to see those posted on their picture on their pages later. We'll see if you can actually identify me. I'm the one pretending to be a lumberjack, black gloves.
Nice.
Right.
You can tell the photo off.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Most of you won't be able to see me, but I will try to get some post pictures up on our Facebook page and hopefully on Twitter as well. Twitter is my enemy.
Still trying to figure it out?
Oh, gosh. I know it's easy for some people, but for me, I'm just going like, I wish I just had a tech person. Let's just like sit there and just load up all the stuff that I had needed to get loaded up. We're going to get this show loaded up for you after a little bit, too. Well, once we get out of here... There's also a show going on. There's multiple shows going on upstairs. Right next to the photo booth, they have this tent, which I haven't been inside of it yet. And I really want to go inside of it. because I don't know what's inside of it. It's the
mystery.
I went to go experience everything in the Howl, like in the first hour that I was here, so I could tell you as much as I could about it. But this is one thing I haven't. This is a mystery to me. This is a mystery to you. And maybe I'll just post something on my Facebook page. You'll have to go look at it.
Something I like with the
Library of Mysteries
is they're doing movies at the auditorium, and they're playing like Alfred Hitchcock.
Alfred Hitchcock?
Yeah.
Whoa.
So it's a big deal for those classic horror movies fans of ours.
Oh, gosh. Typically I don't like horror films. However, I do like the classics that are more family friendly.
If you consider Birds to be family friendly.
I've never seen that one.
Really?
We're talking Hocus Pocus, and I feel like Warm Bodies is going to end up in that realm at some point.
Yeah, the zombie apocalypse Romeo and Juliet spin.
Yeah.
Great.
Seriously. It's kind of cheesy, but still.
Kind of?
Okay, it's extremely cheesy. It's for people who really get off on the whole chick flicks bonding with the dead, you know?
Buffy the Vampire, but family friendly.
I liked that show for a little while, and now I'm just going, Okay, so other things to expect with the Howl. There is music playing adjacent to this black tent in the hub, and with some very excellent singers. There was one guy named Sam. He started out, and it was reminiscent of someone from the 90s, you know, they had those ballads.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was kind of like that. It was really good.
All right.
Yeah, it was really good. And then right after him, there was a gal that got up there. She called herself Princess V.
I love the stage name. Love it.
No, seriously. I'm thinking V for Vendetta is the first thought. Yeah.
Please. That'd be great.
Yeah. So essentially, she sounded really good too. I mean, her voice was like Elliot Gould.
Really?
Yeah, Ellie Gould. Sorry.
Ellie Goulding? Okay.
You know, the one that sings Lights.
Ellie Goulding?
Ellie Gould. How do you say her name? We should just, like, look it up and make sure we're double-checking on this one so we're not giving you false information.
Everybody knows her.
No, seriously.
Lights and The Way You Move, things like that.
The Way You Move, right. And then we're going to watch it burn. I can't imitate her voice, though. It's so unique.
It's whispery.
It's got a whisper. Yeah, it's. Anyway, this is Princess B.
By my opinion, she's my bae. So.
Oh.
It's great.
Hey, you got your secret crush. Well, hopefully she'll be able to hear this and be like, "Yo, look me up, man."
That or every other radio DJ that says that, and she's like, "Oh, another one." So.
Yeah, Brandon, quit stalking people.
That's what Facebook's for. No, I'm kidding.
People really do that though.
It's weird. Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah. Oh. So this was allowed. It's kind of interesting because in the paper from the Utah Statesman, and this was a typo that was done earlier, but apparently clowns are not necessarily banned.
Like the costume?
Yeah.
Yeah, because of the whole big clown deal.
It was just strongly discouraged.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost putting the costume wearer in danger more than the actual patron who sees the clown.
Seriously, I mean, clowns have creeped me out from time immemorial, but this is just a sensitivity issue, like being sensitive to the fact that clowns, there have been people dressing up as clowns, and it's been creepy.
Yeah, it's not exactly good feelings and vibes when...
But I'm thinking along these lines, though, because there's been a lot of people who've dressed up as the Jared Leto...
Joker,
you know, who is as clown-like as you can get.
It's, I guess you can call it gray, but with the
it's
Jared
a gray
Leto,
area.
With the Jared Leto concept of the Joker,
it's so iconic, though.
Yeah, that, and he's more of a gang member. That's
yeah,
like gold teeth and like bling and just.
It's a modernized version of like something that would be more contemporary for a modern day villain.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
Although I'm not. Yeah, no. This is all to say that clowns have always creeped me out. We're talking Clowns from Outer Space, the movie It.
Oh, no, that's not that one's so fun.
I get shivers every single time I hear that. By the way, if any of you have any comments, feel free to text in. We're at 797-2346. That's 435-79-RADIO.
Nice.
Yeah, you get a text in to let us know your comments. Give us your own Halloween story. Something along those lines. All right, so... Upstairs, they have a version of a rave going on, in my mind. I feel like they have these as a typical thing going on in every single USU event. However, people really get into them. And DJs who come here really love Utah State students because they really get into it.
Oh, yeah.
You know? The last one I went to was the homecoming one. And the shout I was getting from the DJs, or I was hearing from the DJs, is Utah State has the best dancers.
Really?
Which I have no idea what that means. I would have had to have gotten a video to actually see what this means.
They're just like, don't care, and gonna have just a blast. That's what it meant.
Well, I did see some of the dancers, and I gotta tell you, they were really good.
Yeah?
Yeah, and these were just like lay students, too. But they were really getting into it, and which is crazy. Which is like, Utah State, we have the best students. Woohoo! All right, so.
It's a good thing.
Yeah. So upstairs, they had some songs playing. And DJs are really ripping it up. It's really loud. And then we also got shows coming. I actually talked to one of the show performers. He's a contortionist.
Nuts.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he's not on stage yet. He told me he'd be up there roughly about 9:45 or 10 o'clock, somewhere in that vicinity.
I can't even imagine. That would be so cool to see.
Well, you know, you can get a general idea or at least think about what it's going to be like.
I've seen Ocean's 11, if anybody knows what I'm talking about.
Ocean's 11, yeah. It was what was the name of the guy they called him? It was the Chinese guy. He got really, he could go in weird shapes and all of that.
Because he was a contortionist at almost like a circus olay type show.
Yeah, you know, he fit into crazy small spaces. So essentially we're going to have some of that. We also have an oxygen bar.
Now, you've told me about this, and I got super excited. Because, like, I can only imagine just a nice, deep breath of fresh air, but then you get, like, a nice hint of mint or whatever. I love mint, so that's just my to-go thing. But, like...
Seriously, though, no. Mint is... I don't know what other flavors they had up there. I did see fruit flavors.
Nice.
And essentially, you're just getting flavored oxygen, is my understanding. I don't know how they hook it up to you, because I didn't get a chance to go up there. I saw a line. I'm just like... We haven't even opened yet, and we have a line. No, and we barely opened, and we had a line, you know? So they might even be out, for all I know.
Yeah, it could happen.
Totally could happen. And on the backdrop, they just had regular music playing up there. And the music to the music, they had this weird zombie-esque holding bars kind of a thing. It was on repeat. It was really creepy, though. Oh, yeah, and it's got a lot of decor. They did something different with this howl, because last year they put... black paper. I think it was last year. Yeah, it was last year. They put black construction paper over the windows. This year, they have pictures of zombies, clowns, and pumpkins, and, you know, weirdly, very Halloween-based people, pretty much.
Your monster bash.
Exactly. No, and to give you an idea of what it was like out front, Brandon can give you a really good idea of that. He was out there.
Oh, yeah. It was a huge line. People are still waiting to get in. I was just trying to get in so I can help you out with this thing, and they still wouldn't let me in just because I didn't have a ticket or wristband. Thank goodness I now have one. So thanks for the help. But the
no
line
problem.
Is nuts. It was wrapped around. I mean...
Did anyone comment on the line?
Other than the police officers I was trying to get help from, it was just... You're kind of out of luck because he just, like, knew that it was long. And it was like, they're not going to let you in unless you can get in with the ticket. So
yep.
It was big.
Yeah, no, exactly. No, you have police officers patrolling all over here. And yeah, this is a dry campus, which is a really great thing. I'm told that in past years there's been people who've gotten in trouble for not necessarily drinking.
Okay.
Here, because that's not allowed, but beforehand.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I can see that being a problem.
Yeah, no, definitely. I've never run into this problem, actually. I remember walking outside because I didn't get a ticket for the howl. And there's this one guy being escorted off. He was just kind of sitting there acting kind of funky. Is it probably nothing you've run into? You're going to experience a lot tonight,
you
Brandon,
know,
I have a feel like.
Yeah, I had an interesting run-in at like the 70s dance.
Mm-hmm.
But they were just... super nice, and it was off campus, which I guess is now appropriate because it's off campus, but let's just say that I didn't want to stay there personally for too long, even though they were really nice still. But yeah, I could see how Halloween is always the holiday where people go nuts, though.
It is huge in Utah. Like, it's huge everywhere.
Houses are just nuts. I mean, we live up for the, like, Castle of Chaos and Fear Factory, things like that, where, and then just like mosh pits, zombie mosh pits and like flash mobs or whatever.
Right.
I mean, if we think it, we'll do it, because it's just, we love Halloween at Utah.
Seriously, though, and some of the things I've experienced, like something that's kind of nostalgic for myself, I always go to the corn maze.
Yeah.
Yeah. It used to be haunted. There used to be the Green Canyon corn maze. Did you ever go to that one?
No, I just stuck to the South Jordan.
The South Jordan corn maze?
Yeah.
Okay. Kind well, I've like never been to that one.
It's family-friendly with the haunted side where they've got, like, people in the corn with chainsaws.
Oh, they still have that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. No, we used to have that here. Like, Green Canyon corn maze.
Really?
It had the people dressed in costumes. We're going back to when I was a teenager, which, for those of you who don't know, I'm a lot older than I look. But, you know, when most people ask me, I tell them I'm 23. They totally believe that. And I only will tell them otherwise if they're genuinely curious to know. Because generally speaking, when I meet people, I say hi, bye, and that's it. So,
a lot of people on campus where that just seems to be the normal conversation.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I meet between 1,500 to 2,000 people a day because I work in dining services.
Oh, yeah, that would definitely help.
Exactly. So you're meeting that many people. It's just like, I'm going to tell you the intimate details of my life. Here, take a seat.
I expect to.
Yes. Let's be super, super creepy. Let's get into the spirit of the season. Yeah.
Grazie.
Yeah, sure. Grazie, grazie. We should bring in the Count of Dracula. Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Great movie. Yeah. So, corn maze, it's mellowed out immensely. The one they actually gave us a map. The map was extremely helpful. So for those of you who like to get lost and want to go to the corn maze, don't bring the map. Don't be one of those people.
If that's a hobby, I don't want to be with that party. You're like survive on corn for a week.
I had a lot of fun with that, though. I got to tell you, it's pitch black for starters. And several times there was these dates. They were walking, mm-hmm. like the groups were working a couple. And I was watching these guys are making a film. Not too long ago, and they just pictured them in a dark hallway, and they kind of spread their arms and legs out a little bit. And so I'm just like, you know what? I'm totally going to try this. And so I'm sniffing the corn. I'm a silhouette at this point. And the guy in front, he's just like, oh, my gosh, we're about to get murdered. That was the comment I heard. And then when they got a little bit closer, I thought I'd go, you know, this is great. I'm going to go a little bit further with this, right? So they get closer, and then I shriek.
Nice.
Yeah, and they jump into each other, and they actually jump into some of my group as well. They're just like, oh, my gosh.
It's like the Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Jumping in the arms and running away.
Yeah, something along those lines.
That's great.
It was so great the first time. I did it again. I didn't do it all the time, though. I was like, because the couples didn't keep coming, and there was a lot of people with just little kids. I didn't want to scare them. So there was that, and this was at the Heritage Farm, by the way. Heritage,
okay.
Yeah, that's one of the more popular ones, the most well-known corn maze we have in Logan. There was one that was further out by Wellsville, I guess.
Really?
Yeah. I haven't been to that one. I'm told it's really good, though. Some friends of mine went to that, and I was
check
really serious. Well, you know, you only have a few days left because we're coming up on the end of the month.
Monday is the last day.
Monday.
And it is the day. So
it is the day. I mean, if you're going to celebrate Halloween, and not necessarily trick-or-treating, though last...
I'm still bummed that I can't do that. Who doesn't love to go door-to-door and get freaking?
Yeah, you know, I know people in their 30s who still go out and do it. They pretend to be kids. They'll shave up and they have the face for it and everything.
Or they'll trick-or-treat for their kids.
Yeah.
And they don't have one or like... That's just their excuse, and they'll have two things of candy.
Well, you know, there's two ways to go about it. One, you can go about trick-or-treating, or you can just go to Walmart and buy $10 worth of candy.
Exactly.
Same concept.
And you don't have to give it out every time somebody's at your door.
Exactly. You know, although one thing I really want to do this year is get some candy and actually do the whole bit where people come up to my door and then maybe be one of those people who get to jump out from behind the bushes.
Now, that's fun.
Right?
I get to do that around in my neighborhood back home, and me and my buddies would always try to do that. After we hit the age of where you can't trick-or-treat, we'd had fun doing that. Yeah.
Well, you know, and then also going on with this howl thing, I don't think there's going to be a lot of people just jumping out of the bushes here, nor do I think you want to be one of those people. a lot of the staff here doing a lot to make this an enjoyable event for all of you college-going students, and for some of you who are not college-going. So...
We know you're out there.
We do. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
That is a fantastic series, by the way.
It really is, isn't
kind
it?
Kind of disappointing that the riot's coming down, if it hasn't already. I think it's still out there, but not for long.
Wait, which riot are you referring to?
The Tower of Terrors.
Tower of Terrors at Lagoon?
Tower of Terror. No, it's Disneyland.
Oh, Disneyland.
The Twilight Zone Tower of Terror, yeah.
No, that's like one of the nostalgic things. We're talking about when the first time I saw it was in Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah.
The Twilight Zone, yeah. Exactly. I'm going like, dude, don't get rid of that. All right.
It's a staple now.
Oh, it's totally a staple. All right, so we got another song coming up here in just a second. Secrets by Deep Sea Driver. Stay tuned. That song Secrets by Stumped and Secrets by Deep Sea Diver. I've never heard that song before. It was pretty good.
It's mellow. I like that a lot.
Yeah, I was looking for something more Halloween based, but that was the one that just decided it's my turn. You can't take this away from me. This is all mine. Yeah. So we have for you our random top 10, which is always related to what we're talking about. In this particular instance, we are talking about the top 10 haunted houses in Utah.
Those things are big.
They're huge.
We all know. We all enjoy them. We all like to bring dates and scare the pants.
You know, we had a haunted house here on campus once.
Really?
The students put it up in the LLC, and I got to say, they did a really good job. I was legitimately terrified. Like,
that's awesome.
It opened up with a witch, and when I saw the witch, I'm just like, it's not so bad. But then after a little bit, she actually started to creep me out a little bit, and it set the tone for the rest of the tour.
Very nice, Utah State. Very nice.
All right, so starting off with our number 10 is, go for it, Brandon.
Is it Strangling Brothers? That's what it is. At Utah Haunted Circus. This is in Draper, Utah.
Draper, Utah. For all of you who don't know where that is, it's somewhere in the middle.
So, really creepy circus vibe. We're talking about clowns and how much we don't enjoy them.
So, in other words, if you are sensitive about this particular issue, and they should too, don't go there.
I saw a commercial for them, and they've done... They're commercials for all of these haunted houses.
Right.
Well done. And they make me want to stay far away from them, but also really dive into them and really check them out. So they do a really good job for all of these guys.
For all the haunted houses I've been into, the only ones that have really terrified me was, again, that one in LLC. All right, so our number 9 on this list is Lagoon Frightmares.
Oh, those are always fun.
I've never been to this, and honestly, since it's Lagoon, I'm thinking along the lines of, what's that ride they have?
The haunted house when you're, like, riding the cart and
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's just called, like, a haunted house. I don't think there's any clever name. I think that's
I had a friend that went there once, and they weren't that terrified. So the fact that it's on this list is like, okay, well, there you go. Come one, come all, Frightmares has something for everyone with over 7 haunted attractions, Halloween-themed entertainment, and for your favorite foods, rides, and games. And it's for family-friendly Halloween people.
Yeah. I mean, we... I have a lot of little kids here. And
it is a family-based thing. And, you know, in sensitivity to the culture, this is something that's actually appropriate. Yeah. All right. So, number 8. This one sounds really good, actually.
Which one is this?
Number 8.
Oh, Haunted Village.
The Haunted Village. Dun, 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 dun.
So this is a new one for me.
It's not just a house, people. It's a village.
And this is, it's in Salt Lake City at the 2601 at East Sunnyside Avenue. So Salt Lake City Street in downtown.
Wave, people. We are looking at you as much as you are looking at us.
The mirrored costumes again.
Right.
There are a few haunted houses around, but only one haunted village. So this is only just the one. The most anticipated haunting of all season is at this is the place Heritage Park. So there you go if you want more of a concrete area of where it's at.
Sweet.
Children of the Corn vibe, maybe? I don't know. But like,
Children of the Corn vibe? Is that a movie?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think it's... Or is there just Village called... Or is there a movie called The Village?
A movie called The Village. I'm actually told it's really terrifying. My younger siblings went to go see it, and they're just like, oh my gosh.
That's awesome.
So, to give you an idea, our, you know, scared voices going over the line here and saying, people, this is terrifying. We can only represent this to you in so many ways.
Right.
Okay. Number 7 on our list is the haunted Kay's Cross. It's in...
That's a new one again.
Yeah, no, this is in Kaysville. And
really?
Yeah, no, there's an actual address that goes to all of these. Who knew? Okay, so... it's at Haunted Kay's Cross. It's an outdoor area with over a three-quarters of a mile of sloping trail surrounding the real haunted legend of Kay's Cross, which we know nothing about Kay's Cross. So, you know, you can just look that up online. And also, just come back. We're going to be podcasting this later and also posting on the hopefully on the address on this as well. So you'll be able to find this on our Facebook page and Twitter. This is something I'll be working on after the show is over. All right. Number 6. I do odds. He does evens.
A Haunted Hollow.
The Haunted Hollow.
All right. Where is this at? Oh, cool.
The Haunted Hollow is where all of your nightmares come true.
This is at West Haven, Utah.
West Haven.
I haven't even heard of that town.
I don't know it. West Haven. No, wait, I do know. I've heard of West Haven. I've never been there, though. There's, like, so many hidden places in Utah. Like, there's... I don't know. You go through Utah, and it is in the Rocky Mountains, but there's so much of it that's flat.
Really? Yeah?
Yeah, you go through Utah, there's these huge flat sections, but even if you look over Cache Valley, there's little towns that you can't see, and you can be on the mountain, and you're looking, and you cannot see all the towns that are scattered throughout Cache Valley, or even know they exist.
I know. Like a little town like Janola or something.
What?
Janola.
Janola?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I've heard of that one.
Yeah. No, I just heard about it like 2 years ago, actually. So, and being a Utah native, you'd think I would know.
No.
The Utah cities
no.
Are,
being a native yeah. doesn't mean anything. Yeah. I promise. All right, go on with it.
Cool. So just a little fun fact, there's 13 acres of Haunted Hollows. So
it sounds acres.
Like it's going to be kind of a long night for you if you go. So, but have fun, because this looks sick. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it sounds really awesome. And by the way, that is a lot of ground. I lived next to a field for roughly about 10 years of my life. That was about, what, 18, 16 acres? It was huge. It mm-hmm. took forever to get from one side to the other. But when you're occupied, you don't really notice. And it's like, this is so small. Why can't it be bigger?
Right. For sure.
All right. Our number 5 on this list is...
I'm actually shocked this is only number 5. But
the Haunted Forest. Is this terrifying? Have you been to this?
Oh, no, but I've had friends that have gone, and I've been trying to go every year.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, all of my friends forget to invite me. But
you know what you do at that point is you just make an event. You tell people, I'm going to the Haunted Forest. It's right. going to be sick. You got to show up. If you don't, you're square. It's a 1950s reference. It works.
Yeah, exactly. But
right?
I've always wanted to go to one of these just by personal opinion.
Well, this one's one of the most highly advertised forests, like as far as haunted stuff goes.
Oh, yeah.
In Utah, I feel like. Because, like, every single time, they're like, you got to go if you're going to be in Cache Valley. This is up in Sardine Canyon, I believe.
Well, what's fun about the Haunted Forest is, you know, usually we're just used to confined spaces like the Haunted Factory or just any regular haunted house. So now that you have, like...
Oh, wait, this one has an address on it, though. 6000 East, 1500 North, American Fork, Utah.
Oh, it's an American Fork.
Yeah. Huh.
Fun stuff. But yeah, it's super just wide open space. You don't know what's jumping out or when it's jumping out at you. Like, you run for your life.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you something else you can run away from, and that's that picture on your number 4.
Oh, fun. We got it. Speaking of clowns. But Nightmare the 13th, and unfortunately we're not talking about the movie or something.
Oh. That's a completely different. We're talking about Freddy Krueger at that point. No need.
This is Salt Lake City again.
For those of you who love horror films, and I'm knocking them so much, don't hold it against me.
I just saw The Ring for the first time, and I'm really excited for The Rings movie to come out. But this is because I just saw the first movie, and I knew nothing about it. So, yeah, I'm kind of interested now.
Yeah, definitely.
Ooh, this thing's been open for 25 years, it says.
Really?
This year, to celebrate 25 years of fear, we're bringing you to the best nightmare yet. Nightmare on 13th is resurrecting and perfecting the best from the past while creating never-before-seen horrors to terrify your soul. That's a little advertisement it has for you.
Well, yeah. You know, as far as the advertising part goes, I feel like that's enough said with the actual title of the place. Number 3, this just makes me think of an assembly line, yeah. The name of it. It says Fear Factory.
Oh, man. I've only seen it, like, driven by and seen, like, the stuff.
If I were to think of something like Fear Factory, the first thought that comes to my mind is Nightmare Before Christmas, where essentially you have to go into this booth, these trees, once for each holiday, and one specifically goes into Halloween, and they just manufacture the scariest stuff that they can possibly manufacture. In this case, it's on 666 800 South. Interesting. Salt Lake City, Utah, 84104. Sorry, 84104. There you go. It has a 666 in it. That's enough to make you a little,
enough said.
Skeptic, right? So they say it's abandoned, and you'll find out if you get to go there. And our number 2 slot is
Castle of Chaos.
You know this one?
Yeah. So I was in a little street show in South Jordan. It's called the Graveyard at South Jordan Manor. And one of the years, we got to do a flash mob for our show for advertisement because it was also for a charity. We were raising money to help cancer research.
Okay.
And 94.9. Yeah. Sorry. Too used to this radio station that I keep putting that in.
92.3 FM.
Yeah. But 94.9 Z-Rock was doing their show in front of Castle Chaos, and they allowed us to come and do our flash mob. We did the Thriller.
You know, oh, yeah?
Jackson's Thriller. And so I've never been inside of the Castle of Chaos.
Oh, you have to be on the outside. Did you feel the vibes?
Oh, yeah. You can definitely hear you can hear the screams and the growls and the screeches, even if you're just outside of the entrance waiting in line. So
you know, I'm not going to lie. When I hear that kind of stuff, and I know for a fact it's for our amusement, I'm not going to be terrified unless I'm hearing it and it's outside of my own house. Well, or, you know, I'm driving and I'm parked and all of a sudden I can hear something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. So that's our number two. And our number one, I wish we had a drum roll for this. Asylum 49. I've never heard of Asylum 49.
Really?
Yeah. No, this one, it's on 140 East, 200 South in Tooele, Utah. It's a full contact haunted house. How many have actually died at the haunted house? You're going to. We are a truly haunted hospital full of our ghosts and ghouls you can see and those you can't. So they're using something that's legitimately haunted, kind of like our ill-famed place up on up in Logan Canyon. The difference is, though, this is an attraction that people go to, whereas that one in Utah, also known as the most haunted place in Utah, our St. Anne's Retreat, is just flat-out terrifying.
So all you ghost adventurers out there.
Exactly. You know, and well, where I first heard this, by the way, about the St. Anne's Retreat, there's an actual poster. It's for the Center of Women's Studies,
mm-hmm.
Women and Gender. And they're going to be giving a small spill on that. We'll put a post. We'll post that up on our Facebook page so you can see where the exact directions are for it. They're going to be there from 12 to 1 on Monday, Halloween, and the lady's there's going to be a lady who's going to be giving a lecture. She's done a lot of studies on it.
All right.
Yeah. No, it'll be super great.
Be interesting to check out.
Well, I actually think I have a picture of it, so one second here. I mean, seriously, you're looking forward to going to the hell yourself, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure.
You must experience the whole thing.
I got to try this out. You know, new freshman out, I got to try everything that Utah State's got to offer.
Exactly. Okay, so this is exactly what it is right here. It's on October 31st in the Library Room 101. From 12 p.m. to 1 p.m., students, faculty, staff, and friends, all welcome. And they'll go into a little bit more detail than we did on the very subject in which we talked about from Dr. Lisa Gabbert, Evil Nuns, Hounds of... Yeah.
From Scrinity or whatever that word is.
You know, Ghostly Water Babies, Remaking History with Tales of Terror at St. Anne's Retreat. This is an upcoming event, so I strongly recommend that all of you who are interested in learning more about this particular fact, and probably will go on a completely different tangent than what we did, more than likely. I mean, like, this is my guess. So anyway, that's about all the time we have for today. Brandon, we're grateful to have you on here. And
hey, thanks for letting me join.
Yeah, it was awesome. This is like one of the best ones ever, right? All right, so you are listening to Library of Mysteries at Aggie Radio 92.3 KBLU LP with Cache Valley Radio. And we are going to present it to you, another song here. Well, actually, no, just a real song. You know what I mean? This is called Melrose by The Nightbeds. See you next week.
Have a good night.
Maybe.